Sweetest friends, this should be a special schuss for Moshe Rabin Peshadina and Aaron's servant Moshe Mordechai. It says in Parshas Va'era, Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Ni Hashem Daber El Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Es Kol Asher Ni Dover Elecha. Hashem says to Moshe, I'm Hashem, speak to Paro, the king of Egypt, everything I tell you. Moshe says back to Hashem, I can't. I'm an Oral Sosaim, I have uncircumcised lips, how's Paro going to listen to me? Hashem says back to Moshe, Reina Saticha Elohim Leparo, Bar Nechichi Yenaviach, I'm making you an Elohim or Elohim to Paro, whatever that means, we're going to see. And you speak everything I command you to Paro, you speak everything I command you, and Aaron Nechicha Yidaber upon Aaron, your brother, will speak to Paro. Rashi explains, Ata Tidaber Pa Machas Kol Shlichus V'Shlichus, Lefi Sheshemato Mipi. You speak every shlichus, because you heard it from my mouth. Aaron, your brother, will then say it in the ears of Paro. So first you say it to Paro and to Paro, and then Aaron will say it to Paro. He'll hear what you say, and then he'll say it to Paro in a clear way. The Ramban says it's not true. He says, what's the pshat? The pshat is that I want you to, first Hashem says, I want you to speak to Paro and not Aaron. And then Hashem, Moshe says, hey, I'm Aral Sosayim. And Hashem says, I'm making you an Elohim to Paro. What does that mean? You're going to come with Aaron. You're going to speak to Aaron. Paro is not going to hear. Aaron is then going to speak out what you say. Just like God, an Elohim, is mitzavah to the Navi, and the Navi is mashmiah to the people. So according to Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu was in front of Aaron and Paro, and he says his nevuah, and then Aaron says it. According to the Ramban, no. Moshe tells Aaron, Paro doesn't hear, and then Aaron tells Paro. And that's what it means, Elohim. You're going to be like God. You're going to be like God. You're going to be mitzaveh to the Navi, and then the Navi is going to speak it out to the people here, to Paro. So in the Re'em, he brings a mechilta like Rashi. Targum Yonasan is mufurish like the Ramban. He says, Antamalal Aaron, Varon Achichi Malal Paro. You speak to Aaron, Aaron your brother will speak to Paro. Mufurish like the Ramban. In the Yefei Soar, he brings from the Tanchuma like the Ramban, because the Tanchuma compares it to a Darshan, somebody who's a Doresh, and then the Meturgaman speaks to the people. And we know from the Gemara in Moed Katan Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and Rashi Chaf Amud Beis Hilti Mem Amud Aleph, that pshat is that when someone would give a jerusha, he would say it quietly, would whisper it to the Meturgaman, and the Meturgaman would say it out loud to everybody else. So to hear, if that's what Aaron and Moshe's whole interaction with Paro is being compared to, it means that Moshe says it secretly to Aaron, and then Aaron says it out loud to Paro. So this Tanchuma is like the Ramban. So we have sources like the Ramban, we have the source like Rashi, but that's the Machlokas. Now, the Ramban says, the end, just like an Elohim is mitzavah to a Navi, and the Navi is mashmiya dvarav umochiach behem. So on this, the Gur Aryeh explains that the Rai of the Ramban is that Hashem calls him an Elohim, and when God speaks to the prophet, God says it privately, and then the prophet says it to everybody else. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu says it privately to Aaron, and then that's the Ramban's Rai according to the Gur Aryeh. Moshe Rabbeinu says it privately. Moshe Rabbeinu says it privately to Aaron, and then Aaron tells Paro. But then he asks him that, what are you talking about? When Hashem speaks loudly. Kol Hashem shover arozim. By the Ohel Moed, there's a Rashi that says that Hashem had a special inyan by the Ohel Moed to keep the voice inside. But otherwise, when Hashem speaks to the prophet, other people can hear it also. So Mimela, hear also. When the Ramban's Rai is not correct. If you're the Elohim, so Moshe Rabbeinu should say it out loud that even Paro can hear, and then Aaron says it again. It's not pshat you say it quietly, because Hashem doesn't say it quietly. So what do you bring a Rai from Hashem for? Hashem isn't quiet. Kol Hashem shover arozim. Kol Hashem b'koach. Kol Hashem b'hadar. Hashem's voice is very strong. So that's the Gur Aryeh's Kasha and the Ramban. In the wonderful Sefer, Imre Chayin, he's written many Sfarim, Rav Levenberg Shlita. This is Imre Chayin ala Torah and Simen Hey. So he says there, maybe pshat in the Rai of the Ramban is different than the Gur Aryeh. The way the Gur Aryeh understood is not necessarily the correct way, but maybe there's another way of understanding the Rai of the Ramban. And that is that Rashi explains, Ata tedaber pam achas kol shlichus v'shlichus lefi sheshamato mipi. You have to speak every shlichus because you heard it because you heard it from my mouth. So l'chora pshat is that it says in Perek Aleph pasuk Zayin, Perek Zayin pasuk Aleph, Ve'yom Rashi Moshe Reina Satich Elohim LeParo or Elohim LeParo V'arne Chichena V'yachas. What does it mean Elohim? Rashi says it means a shofet in a row. The here Elohim means not like the Ramban says a god, but a judge. L'dosu v'makas v'yisurim. You have to hit him with makos and yisurim. Yenaviecha, he's going to be, Rashi says, your maturgan rach, he's going to be your maturgaman. Lashon nevuah is adam ha-machruz mashmi'alam divrei tochachos. So lashon nevuah is a person who's machruz, who announces to the people the tochacha of Hashem, and it's muzeres nivus fasayim. So nevus lashon nivus fasayim, what the lips produce. And Megillah, so that's Rashi, that you're going to be the Elohim, you're going to be the shofet in the rodeh, and Aaron's going to be your navi, he's going to speak out to Paro the words of Tochacha. In Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph it says that Chagai and Zechariah Malachi were better than Daniel because they were Nevi'im and he was not a Navi. Rashi says that they were Nevi'im because they were Misnabi to Yisrael B'shlichus V'shal Makom, and he was not sent to the Jewish people with any Nevuah, so therefore they were Nevi'im, he was not a Navi. The Turiyavin asked on Rashi, Mapitom, from Rashi to Mashman that Daniel was a Navi, he just wasn't sent to the Jewish people with a Nevuah. But he was a Navi. According to Rashi, it's mashma that he was a Navi. He just wasn't sent to the Jewish people with the Nevuah. But according to the Gemara, it's mashma he wasn't a Navi at all. Because it says in the Gemara, V'yu lav Navi, he's not a Navi. According to Rashi, he is a Navi. He just wasn't sent with a Nevuah to the Jewish people. But he was a Navi. That's the Kasha of the Turei Evan. So we can answer the Kasha of the Turei Evan by saying, but with this Rashi that we quoted before, what's a Navi? Navi is Adam HaMachwiz Mashmiya Devrei Tochach Oslam. It's the Navi who announces Divrei Tochacha to the people. So since Daniel was not sent with any Nevuah, so Efshar Lomar, we could then say he's not a Navi. Even though he could have had prophecy, but if he wasn't sent to the people, he's not considered a Navi. Sorry, it's the Abarbanel and Sefer Mayane HaYeshua Mayan Gimel. So we see in Rashi that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. He was Misnabe to Paro. And then Aaron was just a Meturgaman. Lashon Nevuah is the person who's Machruz and Mashmiya Divrei Tochachos. And that's what Aaron's job was, to be Mashmiya the Tochachos. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Misnabe to Paro. And then Aaron is going to be Mashmiya, Aaron's going to be the Meturgaman. It says in Parashat Shoftim, Navi Akim Lehem, and Asati Dirai Befiv, Vidaber Aleim. It says in the Sifri, Vidaber Aleim, Shilva Hashiv is a Turgaman. The Gra says Avalo Alpi Meturgaman. So it says that I'm gonna make you a Navi, but not on, with a Meturgaman, not with somebody who conveys your message. There's gonna be no message conveyor, you're gonna do it on your own, no middleman. So that's what Rashi explains. Because you heard it from my mouth. What does that mean? That since it was you heard a nevuah from my mouth, and it says, "Ata tidaber." You should speak it, right? When you hear a nevuah from Hashem, according to Rashi, you're the one who has to give it over, because we have a sefri that says without a meturgama. So according to this, we have a kasha on the Ramban. What's our kasha on the Ramban? Our kasha on the Ramban is that you, the Ramban, say that Moshe told Aaron, and then Aaron told Paro. But wait a second. A Navi is not allowed to do that. A Navi is not allowed to be with a middleman. So before we say pshat in the Ramban, we have a kasha in the Ramban. How can Nevuah be with a middleman? We have a Sifri that says, V'dabrei leim shalolo hashiv is a turgaman, or the gra of a law pia miturgaman. So how does the Ramban understand that Moshe Rabbeinu, his job is to say it to Aaron, and then Aaron to Paro? Moshe is a Navi, and the Navi has to do the job himself. Another kasha, Rashi explains, so you see that the Iker Yesod of Nevuah is to be Mashmiya Divrei Tochachos, which is from the words Nivs Fasayim, what comes out from the lips. But the Rambam writes, no. Rambam Perek Zayin Mechus Sod the Torah Halacha Zayin writes that sometimes a Navi can get a Nevuah to himself. L'harchiv libo l'hosif daito. Sometimes he's sent to the people. So it's not only L'ashmiya divrei tochachos. It could even be for himself. Ibn Ezra, Navi hu shorish la'atzmo v'u'adam shakadosh baruch hu magal lo sodo. Kim gila sodo l'avadav hanavim. Somebody who God tells his secrets to. So you see, it's interesting machlok between the Rambam and Rashi. According to Rashi, Navi is somebody who's machru is a mashmi ala am divrei tochachos. According to the Rambam, no. You can also get things for yourself. L'harchiv libo. Now, according to this, we have a kasha. Kasha is, what's Pshat Aaron Achichi and Aviecha? What's Aaron Achichi and Aviecha? Moshe Rabbeinu is the Navi. Not Aaron. Who's getting the secrets here? Who's getting the secrets? Moshe Rabbeinu's getting the secret. And then he's telling Aaron. So according to the Rambam, how are you learning this Nevuah, that Aaron's going to be the Navi? That you're Reina Saticha Elohim L'Paro, V'Aaron Echichi Neviecha. He's not the Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's the Navi. So, Rav Levenberg says beautifully that everyone's Lashitasim. Rashi explains, Reina Saticha Elohim L'Paro, Shofet Verode. Like Targum Onkelos says, to Minisich Rav L'Paro. But Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam brings from his father in the Rasag that Elohim is the name of a Malach. Kolomar Hine La'aron V'Shar Nevim Ani Nigla Rak Al Pi Malach Memutza Ben Yuveno. What's Pshat Elohim? Elohim is a Malach. Because when Hashem is Megal himself to other Nevi'im, it's through a Malach HaMamutza. But Moshe Rabbeinu gets it directly. So here, Moshe is like the Malach. He's like the Elohim, the Paro, giving him over the Nevuah. And the Rasag writes that in his Akdama, his Tehillim.
We had an Aaron become a Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu brought it to him like a Malach. So writes the Ibn Ezra. Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Echi Shmeni Paro. And he also signed. Beishivu Hashem. Reinis Tichel Lehim LeParo. V'yom Ratam Reis Shasisi Malach Gadol. Shatia Nechshav Bnei Paro. Gamalas Malach. V'zeh Lehim. V'medaber El Navi. V'Navi Medaber El Anshei Doro. So writes the Ibn Ezra in the Perish Hakotzar. Elohim LeParo Kedmus Malach. V'Navi Ye Aaron. The Shlo writes in Parshas Ve'ira. Moshe lo Elokim, the voice of Moshe was an Asbelkar Mihira. And he was Meir Shem Havaya, and it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, Mechetzi Olamat Ish, Mechetzi Olamal Elokim. And then afterwards, Al Leos Elokim, Benaz Elokim Shashpia Bo, became like a Malach. Vayishma Yisro, that's how they explain the Pasuk. Vayishma Yisro is called Shasel Elokim Le Moshe. What do you mean Asher was Elokim? Pasha Pshat is that God did for Moshe. But you can also learn Pshat that he made Moshe into an Elohim. Moshe became like an angel. Reina Saticha Elohim. Medrash says, Ma'ata Tialo Elohim, Lelamed, Shekol Shememi Moshe, Royal Yos Navi. In other words, Hashem Yisbarach answers, says to Moshe, that I'm not telling you to be a Navi like other Navim. And Aaron's going to be a Meturgaman. He now let us say, I'll be a Meturgaman. Reina Stich Elohim. In other words, I'm going to make you a Malach, an Emtsai of the Nevuah, to be a Mashpia to Aaron Nevius. And Aaron Echichi Enevieha. That Aaron's going to be the Navi that's Misnabi, Kishar Nevim, a Misnabi, my day Mamutza. And Aaron's going to be Misnabe like other Nevim that are through a middleman. And Aaron's going to have to say exactly what Moshe says. Al Tosef al Devarav. He's not allowed to say anything more. Because Aaron's the Navi. So his job is just to convey what he was told. So now we can answer the kash of the Gurarye and the Ramban. What did the Gurarye ask in the Ramban? We asked in the Ramban, Hashem's voice is really, really loud. What do you mean it was only... It was only that if you could say so. If you say Moshe was speaking, he's speaking not only to Aaron, he's speaking to Paro as well. No, but what the Ramban means is he wants to argue with Rashi that he wants that writes Ata Tadabra Pamachos Kol Shlichos V'Shlichos L'Fi Shamato Mipi. You say like you heard from my mouth because you heard from my mouth. And this the Ramban argues. And he says, no, what are you talking about? You're not speaking to Paro. You're just speaking to Aaron. And Paro's not going to hear. And Aaron is going to do his shlichus, and he's going to say over your words to Paro. And there's no isser here of mashmi al pima turgama. Why? Because it says, Reina sticha Elohim el de'el, I'm making you a god to Paro, for the matter of Paro. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the Nemtzoi, was this middleman for the Nevuah, to be Mashpi and Aaron Nevius. Aaron is the Navi. He's giving over the Nevuah to Paro. Just like God is Mitzavah to a Navi, and the Navi is Mashmi Advar of Mochiach Lam. So that's what it means when the Ramban concludes, Kasher Elohim Mitzavah LeNavi, and Navi Mashmi Advar of Mochiach Ben. This is like that God commands a Navi, and then the Navi is mashmiya to the people. But how does God make it heard to the prophet? The answer is when he's speaking to regular prophets through a malach, through a middleman. Not to Moshe, but to other prophets through a middleman. So Moshe is the Elohim. He's the Elohim. He's the malach. He's the middleman. And then, now, after Aaron gets this Nevuah through the middleman, through Moshe, now his job is to say it over to Paro. But now we retire to the kasha of the Gurarye. Gurarye was bothered how Hashem's voice is heard to everybody. So how can you say Moshe only sold Aaron? No. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Elohim. He was the Malach. So this is great. So we have the Ramban works really well with the Rambam and the Ibn Ezra and the Rasag. That this inyan of Elohim is a malach. He was a middleman, and therefore he's only speaking to Aaron. He's only telling Aaron, and then Aaron's going to say it over to Paro. According to Rashi, no. Moshe Rabbeinu says to both of them, and then Aaron says it again clearly. And there's no problem here of the Navi giving over to a Meturgaman, according to the Ramban and others, because here Aaron wasn't just a Meturgaman. According to Rashi, Aaron was a Meturgaman. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to say his Navi out loud to everybody, because the Navi has to give it over like it's given to him. He has to give it over directly. But according to the Ramban, Aaron's the Navi. Not a Meturgamana Navi like Rashi learns, but the real Navi. So it's Gevaldik in Parshas Chukas, Vayishiv Yishlach Malach, Vayotzeinu Mitzrayim. Rashi says, who's the Malach? Moshe. Kan Shenevim Kuri Malachim. Vomer Vayu Malivim Malachi Elohim. Pasuk Divrei Yomim. That the Nevi'im are called Malachim. Makor's in Vayikra Rabba and other places. Rabbeinu B'chaye says that not all Nevi'im are called Malachim, only Moshe. Only Moshe is called a Malach. There's other sources for that. Yalkut, Eschanan, Kach Moshe, Vibishun Melech, Vinikra Malach. Shem Rishlach Malach v'nekor Elohim Shem Rishlach Malach v'nekor Elohim Shem Rishlach Malach v'nekor Elohim V'su Moshe Yisha Elohim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is called a Malach and Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Elohim. So according to the Arsag, the Ibn Ezra, the Rambam, and the Ramban, it's Kipshuto. Moshe is called an Elohim. He's like he's an Amtsoy of Nevu and he's called a Malach because the Malach is also the Amtsoy, he's also the middleman. But Rashi L'shitaso, what does it mean Reina Satich Elohim L'par? Not that he's an Elohim, he's just a judge, Shofet V'rode. But he's the prophet, not Aaron. Aaron Echichi and Aviecha, he's just going to be the Meturgamon. And Moshe doesn't have a shame b'fnei atzmo of Elohim. That means a Malach. Not a Malach, he's the prophet. And therefore when it says V'yishlach Malach and Moshe, all Nevi'im are called Malachim. But it's not special to Moshe. But according to the Rambam and others, no. Only Moshe. He was an Elohim, he was the middleman, he was the Malach. So, there's a lot more to say here, but we learn big yisodos here in Navi and Moshe Rabbeinu and how great Moshe Rabbeinu was, the middleman for the Nevuah. Wow. So we learn the Machlokas B'Kitzer of the Rashi and the Ramban. According to Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu says his Nevuah both to Paro and to Aaron. That's the job of the Navi, you have to say it directly, and Aaron isn't the real Navi, Aaron's just the Meturgamon. And according to the Ramban, no, Aaron's the Navi, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the Elohim. He's like God, the Malach, who gives over the prophecy. He's the middleman for the prophecy. But who is the real prophet? Aaron. And therefore, it's Gibshut on the Pasuk, Aaron Echichi and Aviecha. And you're going to be the Malach, but according to Rashi, no. Elohim is you're just a you're the Shofet, you're the Rode, you're the Navi. You're the Shofet, you're the Shelter, you're the Navi, and then Aaron's job is to be Metargim what you say. According to Rashi, it's very good that if you're the Navi, then you have to say it directly, so Moshe Rabbeinu had to say it directly. According to the Ramban, it's very good because the Navi is also saying it directly because it was Aaron who was the Navi, not Moshe in this case. And it was just Moshe who was the middleman. So we also learned that according to Rashi, a Navi is somebody who tells the people. He has to say it directly to the people. According to the Rambam, it could be just for himself. A Navi could be just L'Harchiv Libo. A Navi is not only somebody who's there to give it over, but even for himself. Whoever Hashem was Megala his soul to that person, he's the Navi. But we said that how is the Ramban going to work with this? Because
Hashem was Megala his sod to Moshe, not to Aaron. So what's Pshat? Aaron's the Navi. Hashem was only Megala his sod to Moshe, not to Aaron. The Torah says no. Hashem was Megala his sod to Aaron through Moshe. So, there's a lot more to say, obviously. Big topic, but we learned some very, very chashuv zachin, and we should be zochel l'lamod u'lamed l'shmo l'las l'kaim z'kol l'vei tzalmat u'ras v'yahava, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.